in, the room you grow up in has vanished away. You're experiencing and you're frightened by change. Something wraps around you like a swirl of warm air. For there is no place as comforting, gentle or strange, as the mind of a middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll feed you on honey and tea in his lair. And you don't think you trust him, but maybe you'll dare have a group talk with a middle-sized bear. He's clumsy, forgetful, ill-tempered and shy. There's dust on his spectacles, gray in his fur. Sometimes he'll growl when you think that he'd purr. And then, but he holds you so gently and just lets you cry. Not clever, but sometimes he's wise. Sometimes so silent, you can't tell he's there. As he quietly kisses the tears from your eyes, as you sit with the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll sing you a song as he brushes your hair. He's there as you talk with a middle-sized bear. There's a line in his journal that pierces your mask. He says at the time that he's probably wrong. But he sums up your fears in a few lines of song and answers a question you never would ask. A voice on the phone, a song on the wire coming out of thin air. Perhaps it's enough to know you're not alone as you talk with the middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He'll feed you on honey and tea in his lair. Maybe you'll have a talk with a middle-sized bear. For the middle-sized bear is a creature most rare. He knows you don't love him, but he doesn't care. And you think you could trust him if only